From the KRCU Newsroom, I'm Lindsay Grogene. The Better Business Bureau has very recently released a study about fraud within the timeshare industry in Missouri. We spoke with Whitney Quick, Regional Director of the BBB in Cape Girardeau, about the results from this study and how you can avoid falling victim to a timeshare fraud. Hi, Whitney.
Hi.
So tell us about this recent BBB study.
So hundreds of consumers across the United States report many companies in the timeshare and vacation club industry in Missouri, especially in the Branson region, have had a pattern of deceiving customers with high-pressure sales tactics, oppressive contracts, and poor customer service. In addition to the study that we just released, consumers often complain about timeshare exit companies charging consumers thousands of dollars for ineffective services. And we would like to warn everyone to be on their guard against these potential serious and persuasive frauds and their perpetrators.
So are they only seeing this in Branson? Have they seen anything local with this?
This is all over the U.S. A lot of it is in Branson, but we do have a lot of people in our area that have made complaints about timeshare industries. We've reviewed nearly 900 complaints registered during the last 36 months. So we have somebody from Jackson who filed a complaint against the RSI LLC. This was in April 2017. He paid the timeshare liquidator $2,500 to get out of a timeshare that he had owned since 2000. The company that he had previously worked with was Westgate. He said that he'd been happy with his timeshare at the Grand Vista at Emerald Point until Westgate bought the property in 2005. He said the property has become run down since it's been open to the public. And before the sale, only timeshare owners could actually stay at the property. Now it operates so that anyone in the public can rent these rooms at the facility. He said that he received a postcard in 2016 about a seminar being held at RSI. It was about how to get out of your timeshare ownership. He and his wife attended this, and they had told him that they could get him out of the timeshare within 6 months. Rising maintenance fees was one of the reasons that they were looking to get out of the timeshare commitment. And they became upset whenever the process wasn't completed as quickly as hoped. It lasted until late 2017, costing them yet another year of maintenance fees. And there was no resolution with the case. RSI did send the $2,500 back since they were not able to work out any plan with Westgate. But they're in the process of working with Westgate to get out of their timeshare.
All right. And so how often have they seen this in recent years or so?
So we've had 900 complaints registered during the last 36 months.
Gotcha. And so has this sparked any conversation about legislation?
So recommendations for the government from this report is that we are asking for tougher law enforcement action. Regulatory agencies have been reporting and receiving an increasing number of complaints about the timeshare industry. Bringing action against any bad actors in the industry could help consumers and deter companies from violating consumer protection laws. We also are asking that new laws be created. BBB hears from many senior citizens who have been affected by the timeshare industry. Missouri legislators should really consider special protections for those 65 and older who enter into agreements with timeshare and travel companies.
So how do you get out of it? Give us an escape route.
So some of the bigger timeshare companies now offer deed back programs. Among those that have the programs are Wyndham, Diamond Resorts, and Worldmark. These programs aren't widely publicized, but they do exist. The first place a timeshare looking to get out of ownership should turn to is the business that sold them the deed. There's a lot of companies out there saying that they can get you out of these, but typically they're not doing anything that you can't do yourself. You need to contact the Owners Association of the timeshare company by writing a letter, address it to where your maintenance fees are sent, and explain in detail why you no longer want the property. More and more companies are allowing owners an out via deed back programs, like these started at Wyndham, Diamond, and Worldmark. As recently as 5 years ago, these programs didn't exist.
All right. And so to those considering getting a timeshare, they need to do some research, of course.
Always do your research with anything. Make sure you have a contract and don't think that you need to sign that contract right then and there. It is very high pressure sales, but you were not required to sign that while you were there. Also, if you're looking at getting a timeshare and it does interest you, you have the opportunity now to look into the secondary market. So people who are wanting to get out of their timeshares. But really, just don't bow out of pressure. Do your research and act fast if you're not satisfied. There is a very small time allotted after you sign the contract to still get out of it. Make sure you know how long that you have in order to get out of that contract.
All right. Thank you so much, Whitney.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Whitney Quick, Regional Director of the Better Business Bureau in Cape Girardeau. I'm Lindsay Grogene. To hear a victim account or to hear this story again, visit our website at krcu.org.